This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This time of the year, it's a great time to celebrate the holidays with friends and family. Usually go out for like a Christmas drink or, you know, right around New Year's. And you do. You just reflect back on like, man, 2024 has been crazy. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been doing all week long on the Brett Maga Show is we've been taking moments on the show and going, this was my favorite moment on the show this year. And it's been awesome to think back and also remind ourselves that we did some really cool stuff together, all of us.
Right.
AB, you're up today, and every single day I feel like that we picked out a segment, we got off the air, AB's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do on Friday. She's been in panic mode.
And then Kevin reminded me of something huge that happened that I honestly just forget about now because this is just my normal life. But when I initially had got hired at Odyssey, it was not for this station, and it was for a political station right next door. And then I started working for the show and I was working on a million different stations and it was just a lot and it was very stressful. But I believed in this show enough to be like, hey, I'm going to do this and like not really get paid for it.
No.
And just make these videos and come on air, come in an hour early and all this stuff. So my favorite moment was the day that I got to come in here and this was my full-time job. I had no other responsibilities. Mm-hmm. I still remember, Hannah, I came in and everybody kind of was cheering like, oh my gosh, today's the day. And it was the first day I had to come in really early too. So I was like, whoa, guys.
She was like, 4 a.m. Lord.
Yeah. I'm like crying. Yeah. I'm so happy. And Navy's like, don't talk to me.
And then Hannah posted a picture just of me like with my mic smiling on our story and said, welcome home. And I was like, it does feel like I'm home. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you have the audio of that, Kevin?
I do. Okay. One of the things that is happening that you might not have known behind the scenes, but we've talked about it, is AB works on the Brett Maga Show, but then also works for like six other radio stations here and does 12 jobs. When do you sleep, AB?
Never. I never sleep.
Yeah. So she has been working tirelessly around the clock and juggling six jobs. And because of you who listen to the show and the success of the show and the impact that you have had as listeners on the show, corporate actually said, AB, I want you just to focus on the Brett Maga Show.
Mm-hmm.
So her only focus is going to be officially just the Brett Maga Show.
Yes.
Yes.
And they did not cut her pay.
Yeah, you only have to do one job.
I mean, it is like the biggest prayer answered. It's crazy. I just feel like, I mean, a big part of it is when the show first started, a lot of people didn't want me to be on the show because they were like, you're going to be overworked and it's going to be all this stuff. But I was like, no, I believe in the show. I want to do it. I don't care if I'm overworked. It will be worth it. And it was worth it because now I finally just get to do this.
What a cool statement. A couple of things that I think are just really important, like why we're actually even sharing this information for you is because, again, we feel like the reason this happened is because you listen to the show, you tell about your friends. And so the fact that AB's biggest prayer has been answered. The other thing is, more so I just wanted to say, hard work pays off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like if you believe in something and you're passionate about something and a lot of people are telling you you're crazy, ignore the haters. Ignore the people who tell you you're crazy. Follow whatever you're doing and believe in yourself because it does pay off. Like, AB, there are so many conversations that you and I had just like one-on-one where I felt like, why do you believe in me? Why are you doing this? And you just kept saying, like, I believe in this show. I believe in what we're trying to do with this show. Mm-hmm. And that is an escape for listeners, a way to connect to listeners. And the fact that you believed in me and I believed in you and we just stuck through it is a lot of people are telling you, hey, like, you're taking on too much. It just really goes to show you it pays off.
I feel like especially in the last, like, 2 or 3 months, too, I've had people come up to me and be like, you're working too hard. The video you just made, you didn't have to put that much effort into it. You didn't have to do that. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not going to put out something that's not quality. Like, I'm going to try hard at everything I do. And someone even a couple weeks ago was like, well, you know, that's not going to make you more money. And I was like, well, yeah, it's not really about the money. I'm going to put out quality work and I know it'll be worth it eventually. And it was.
I've been having to stay almost silent on this break because I'm just choking up. I am just so happy for you, AB, and the fact that you just get to be on our show and with our family. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I know.
Like tears of joy.
I'm not
tears of
sad.
Joy.
I'm so happy.
Honestly, excited. Behind the scenes, like, so... someone who's been working until 10:30, 11 o'clock, exactly. midnight, and just because she believes in something. So the reason we're telling this story is because if you believe in something, surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. And I 100% believe that. I feel like we're surrounded by good people.
We really are. And it's crazy to think that the start of 2024, AB's technical position within our company had nothing to do with the Brett Manga Show. That's crazy to think.
Oh, and I was like getting called into boss's offices being like, you're spending too much time on the Brett Manga Show, or you put too much effort into a video you got paid like a dollar for. So it's crazy.
Oh my gosh, that was huge. Like that weighed on everybody to have like AB staying back. We all were trying to help. We would have to like sneaker around places.
Yeah, anytime we would go film a video after the show, they'd be like, everybody hide AB. Like nobody can see her leave the building.
Oh, now we got total freedom.
Yeah.
A couple of reasons that's so awesome is one, you believed in the show, so thank you so much. But as also the people listening to the show right now, the outpour of love that we got forced the company to do that. They're like, we need to give the Brett Manga Show more resources because the show was growing in popularity. It was growing in the ratings. It was growing digitally on social media. And so because you listened and supported us, we were able to grow the show. Now the show, I can't even believe this too, is in other markets. You could hear the show in Kansas City and Wichita outside of St. Louis because of your popularity and you supporting us. So that's what's crazy about all of this. I forgot all of that happened in 2024. It's been a hell of a year, guys.
Literally.